Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy second day of June. I know this day because it's the day my grandmother was born. She's no longer on this earth, but it's a day I remember very fondly. Hey, we are in Psalm 72 today, and we're in the CSB, which stands for the Christian Standard Bible, formerly the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and this is what it says. This is a Song of Solomon, or yes, a psalm, not a song, but a psalm of Solomon. It says this: God, give your justice to the king and your righteousness to the king's son. He will judge your people with righteousness and your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring well-being to the people and the hills righteousness. May he vindicate the afflicted among the people, help the poor, and crush the oppressor. May they fear you while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May the king be like rain that falls on the cut grass, like spring showers that water the earth. May the righteous flourish in his days and well-being abound until the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the Euphrates to the ends of the earth. May desert tribes kneel before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and the coasts and islands bring tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. Let all kings bow in homage to him, all nations serve him, for he will rescue the poor who cry out and the afflicted who have no helper. He will have pity on the poor and helpless and save the lives of the poor. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious in his sight. May he live long. May gold from Sheba be given to him. May prayer be offered for him continually, and may he be blessed all day long. May there be plenty of grain in the land. May it wave on the tops of the mountains. May its crops be like Lebanon. May people flourish in the cities like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever as long as the sun shines. May his fame increase. May all nations be blessed by him and call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does wonders. Blessed be his glorious name forever. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, son of Jesse, are concluded. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this beautiful psalm. And I misquoted at the beginning. I said it was by Solomon. It says a prayer for the king of Solomon. So I think this is King David's psalm. But Lord, as I was saying it, I was realizing that in a way, this was a foreshadowing of Jesus on the earth, of what Jesus would do. He would be the one to bring justice. And he was the one that read that prophecy from Isaiah about what he would do, which involved this beautiful picture of justice and kindness and noticing the oppressed. And so I thank you just for the beautiful part of scripture that foreshadows what is next. And Lord, I also pray that you would cause us to heed the words of this psalm, that we would be vindicators of those who are afflicted, Lord Jesus. I pray that that you would be the one who is near to us today. Lord, I know that there are people listening today who are afflicted, who are hurting, who feel sick, who are just trying to make it through the day. Maybe it's not that they feel physically sick, they just feel depressed or anxious or bothered, or their heart is broken, Lord. And I know you are the one who will fill us back up. You are the one that sees it all and holds us. And so I pray you would hold us today. Hold the person listening today who feels unheld, who feels like they're falling apart. And you do hold all things together. So hold them together, Lord. I pray for abundance today. I pray for hope where hopelessness has reigned. I pray for the brokenhearted parent who has a prodigal child, and I pray that you bring that child back, even this week, Lord. I pray for the broken-bodied person who is just so discouraged over their health, and I pray, Lord, I pray for just grace in the midst of that. I pray that you would be the lifter of our head today, and I pray all of this in the beautiful, powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of the prayer episode, which I talked about yesterday, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record up to 5 minutes, and I will pray for you on the first Sunday of the month. It's been one of my favorite things that we've done in the past year or so, is had this opportunity for me to actually pray for you live like that. So thanks for the privilege of that, by the way. And if you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a couple different levels you can support the podcast at, and you know, this really just keeps the podcast going, and I'm so grateful for all of you who have prayed for the podcast and also who are supporting the podcast via Patreon. So thank you so much, and I hope you have an amazing day.